This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. Supreme Court today hears a discrimination case involving pregnancy and the workplace. A worker is suing UPS over the accommodations made and not made during her pregnancy. As Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, it's a case that businesses are watching and employees should be watching.
Lower courts have basically dismissed the lawsuit brought by former UPS worker Peggy Young. Still, businesses are paying attention to this case.
I'm not getting anybody that's freaking out right now.
Steve Hirschfeld is an employment lawyer in San Francisco. He says while his business clients aren't freaking out, they are wondering what'll happen if Peggy Young wins.
Are we going to need to hire somebody on a temporary basis or temporarily move this person to another job? For very small companies, that can be very, very difficult to do.
And Hirschfeld says the biggest cost for employers would be an avalanche of pregnancy discrimination lawsuits. Other employment lawyers say not necessarily. Catherine Kimple represents workers in discrimination cases and filed a friend of the court brief in support of Peggy Young. She says many pregnant workers request accommodations that cost almost nothing.
Are things like being able to keep a water bottle with them or having, if they work at a cash register, having a stool.
And Kimple says accommodating pregnant workers makes good business sense because it helps you keep good employees. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.